Hello once again. Here we are meeting in a different way, and it will be just fine. I hope that you can use this sequence again and again whenever you think you need a little bit. It may not vary by much, but because you are experienced chair yoga students, you know some different moves you can add, whether or not you need more shoulder rolls or neck openers or want to stretch a little longer. You also know how to alter your breath. So you can make this sequence anything you like. I'll try to add a couple more pauses between poses so you have an opportunity to just make it your own. So usually the way we start is with a breathing technique, and we'll continue with that. What you'll have an opportunity to do is really settle in. And if you've been doing chair yoga for a little while, then hopefully this will just be a nice refresher. If you haven't done chair yoga in a while, hopefully this will be a nice refresher for you. So just remember, it's all about breath leading movement. That's all you need to remember. Just because you can't see me doesn't mean you can't move. Just because we're not in the same room together doesn't mean it won't have the same kind of impact. So let's begin. Remember, in chair yoga, you come to the edge of your seat. You're using a chair, of course, that doesn't have any arms. And as you move to the edge of your seats, the bottom of your pelvis where your sits bones are, that's what helps you come to the edge of your seat very securely, allowing you to straighten your spine, lifting up tall. And your feet are hip distance apart on the floor. Resting your palms on your thighs. Take a moment and just observe where you are in space right now. If you have any particular thoughts or emotions or moments of tension, that's okay. This is where you are, and we will continue to move beyond this place. So as you do this self-check, allow for a focus on your natural breath. Take a moment to observe how it's moving back and forth without any particular direction or effort by you. Notice how the more you draw your attention inward, the easier it is to actually witness your breath. Maybe you're practicing in such a quiet space that you can actually hear the breath resonating through the room. Or maybe you're in a place where it's okay if you don't hear your breath. You feel it going deeper and deeper. Now, as we start to recognize how the breath is really awakening in our bodies, let's add some pointed direction to it. So the square breath always seems to be a popular choice for pranayama. It's a very focused and controlled breath that allows us not to think too hard, which is a really good thing right now. Remember, in square breath, you're inhaling through your nose for a count of four. Count is determined by you. You hold that breath for the same count of four. Exhale through your nose or through your mouth for a count of four. And then repeat that four count hold. Now, two things. Number one, if you feel uncomfortable holding your breath, remember that as you inhale at the end of that four count, you'll do a short exhale, another short inhale, and then exhale for a long count of four. Also, if you'd rather inhale through your nose and exhale completely through your mouth, you may find that's a little bit more relaxing. There's no real right or wrong here. It's just a matter of preference. But often the longer exhale will help us kind of tap into our nervous system just a little bit more and create that calming response. So just a couple of things to think about. So still sitting up tall. Take a deep cleansing breath in through your nose Long exhale through your mouth. Good. Now we'll do 5 rounds of square breath. Now remember, the count of 4 is totally at your pace. Let's begin. If you've come to the end of your 5 breath cycles, just sit quietly with your eyes closed. Allow for your natural breath to take over once again. Now bring your palms to heart center. Interlace your fingers, straighten your arms away from your chest, palms away from your body. And now inhale, lift up your arms, fingers still interlaced. Release your fingers, palms open wide, coming down to the sides of your body, all the way down to your hips, and sweep the arms back to heart center. So again, interlace the fingers, press the palms away from the chest as you straighten your arms. On your next inhale, lift those interlaced fingers up to the ceiling and then release wide palms all the way down to your sides. Inhale, palms back to center. Let's do that 2 more times. Really focus on the long counts of breath. We're probably counting in for 3 beats, exhaling for 3. Again, the pace, just like in your square breath, is totally up to you. Make sure to spread your fingers wide as you exhale your arms down to your sides. And when you're ready to inhale and lift up your hands again, you're really stretching through the palms to extend your arms nice and long. And once again, concluding our last cycle, hands at heart center. Good. Now rest your left palm on your left thigh as you inhale, right arm straight up, finger reaching up. And now bring your right hand over your head, extending to the left, so you feel as if your forearm is going to rest on the top of your head. Now bring your hand behind your head, wide circle with the shoulder, and sweep your hand back up to the ceiling. Let's do that twice more. Right hand coming down to the left, forearm almost on the top of your head. Release your hand behind your head, release your right elbow to the right, and then down, and then arm straight up. One more time. Right hand to the left, behind the head, elbow down, and then a big sweep up to the top. Turn your palm out. And right hand comes down to your right side, onto your right thigh. As you inhale, left arm up. Reach up with your fingertips again. Long stretch. Now bending the left elbow as the left hand comes to the right. Forearm almost on top of your head. Hand behind your head now. Big wide circle with your shoulder. Elbow down. And then straighten your arm up. Reach. 2 more times. The inhale is on the lift. And as you cross your head, the exhale is what brings your arm back down. Good. Both hands on your thighs now. Once again, bring your hands to heart center. This time on your next inhale, turn your palms out, open wide at shoulder height, arms extending straight to the sides from your shoulders, right hand going to the right, left hand going to the left, extend your fingers wide, palms up. Now close your palms, so pinky, ring finger, middle finger, index finger, thumbs across, squeeze, 1, 2, 3, big release, palms turn and come down. Once again, inhale, hands at heart center. Exhale in place. Inhale, arms open wide again, shoulder height straight to the sides, right palm going to the right, left palm going to the left, palms up, fingertips wide, and closing in on the palms again, pinky, ring finger, middle finger, index finger, thumb across, squeeze, 1, 2, 3, big exhale here if you want, hands come down, good. Now extend your right arm straight out to the right, palm open to the center, fingertips extending to the right, and we'll floss a little bit. So turn your fingers towards your palm. This isn't a hard motion. If they reach your palm, great. If not, no worries. And now turn your chin to look to the left. Right arm extended to the right, chin to the left. And on your next exhale, release your right hand down, back onto your thigh. And left arm comes up and out. Once again, left hand extending to the left, palm at center. So that's facing forward. Slowly allow your fingertips to curl towards your palm and your wrist. Again, you're not trying to force a touch here. And now turn your gaze to the right. And on your next exhale, open your palm, hand comes back down to your thigh. Good. Let's do a little network. If you've been sitting at your desk a lot, it doesn't matter if it's your work desk or your home desk, you've probably been sitting. You've probably been watching a lot of Zoom videos and having a lot of video conference calls and all of that. Let's see if we can release some of that tension from the top down. So first, move your fingertips to behind your ears and just work each fingertip in the base of your head where it meets the neck. Have them all there. And now slowly move your head onto your fingertips. Tilting your head back slightly. And you may notice that along that cranial ridge, you actually feel some tension that may not have appeared before, or it's just been there and you haven't really noticed because you're not always pressing your fingertips to the base of your skull, right? So be gentle, but allow for a nice, firm pressure right there. Just as a massage therapist would work into that area, you're giving yourself a little bit of a self-massage here. By continuing to move your head back against your fingertips. Good. Now return your head to center, slide your fingertips just below your ears, and let's do the same thing. Again, you're not pressing to any point of pain or any type of discomfort. What you may find is that contact actually reveals a point of tension you may not have noticed before. So that's what we're trying to get into. So you may be using just your first two fingers on both hands behind your ears. Same thing. Move into your fingertips and maybe even roll your fingertips in a circle. See if that releases a little bit easier. That's the way. Now returning your palms to both thighs. Release your shoulders up So lifting up on your inhale, roll them right up to your ears. And now roll your shoulders behind you, and on a big exhale, drop them down. Boom. Just like that. Let's do a couple more of those. Inhale, lift shoulders to ears. Roll the shoulders behind you. You feel the shoulder blades come together on your back, and then a big exhale drops everything down. And again. Good. One more time. Nice. Now, right arm circles. Extend your right arm straight out to the right. Doesn't matter if your palm's up or down, but you may notice a difference depending on the turn, what happens in your forearms. So if you've been having a little bit of wrist tension and you'd like to release that, the palm positioning may make a difference. And now with your arm nice and wide, one big circle. Front to back, just feel a lot of fluid motion in your shoulder. And if it feels comfortable, the next time you sweep your hand behind you, place the back of your hand either on your right hip or across your sacrum, right between your hips. And just continue to move that elbow behind you. Now again, this is all dependent upon how movable your shoulder is today, but you may find this is a really wonderful stretch if you have been sitting at your desk for a long time and you notice that little forward slump. This will hopefully open things up. And then on your next exhale, simply let your hand come down to your right side and swing it forward to back, so straight arm. Just let momentum move your hand back and forth. And resting the right palm on the right thigh again. On your next inhale, left arm opens up again. Determine your palm position based on what you want to release in your forearm. And big, wide circles again. They don't have to be necessarily fast to be effective, but do allow yourself a little bit of time to breathe evenly while you're making this motion. And just like you did on first side, as you bring the hand down, you're bringing the back of the left hand to the left hip or across the tailbone. Why the back of the hand? It eases the wrist so we can release some of our typing and mouse clutching motion. And of course, continue to work the left elbow back as much as your shoulder will allow. Your torso stays at center. Good. And release. Just softly coming down to your side and then onto your thigh once again. And now turning your right chin over your right shoulder. Now remember, this isn't a forced movement. This is just you being aware of that slow turn. Using the long neck muscles on either side to do exactly that, facilitate the turn. And once you reach a point where you feel nice and comfortable, looking toward the right, drop your chin down a little bit. You'll continue to explore this, noticing what you feel behind the left ear and down the back of the left side of the neck, maybe even across the left shoulder ridge. And now inhale, bring your gaze back up and return your head to center. Let's do second side, left side now, turning to look over the left shoulder. Again, making your breath nice and steady. And drop the chin down slightly. Again. Allowing for a greater opening behind the right ear this time, going down the right side of the neck and across the shoulder top. Good. Lifting your gaze, coming back to center. We're going to do a second pass at that, but this time we're going to use the opposite side of the body to stretch in a little bit more. So on your next exhale, turn your chin to the right and slide your left fingertips underneath the chair seat. You don't have to hold on too tightly here. You just want to make that connection. And as you drop your chin down, by using the lengthening motion of your left palm underneath the chair, you may find that you have a greater release on the left side. Again, no need to force. Just continue to let your breath guide you into the open spaces. Beautiful. Release your left hand as you return all the way to center. Let's do the second side, left side now. Chin to the left. Right fingertips slipping underneath the chair. Hold underneath the chair. And release your chin down towards your left shoulder. Good. On your next inhale, come out of the pose. Return to body center. All right. So now let's open up the front of the body a little bit. You're going to slide off the chair to the right. Now, if you've done this before, you know kind of how this works. The whole right side of your body, all the haunches, the cheeks, and everything come right off the right side of the chair as your left leg stays at chair center. Foot underneath the knee, 90 degrees. And we're doing our modified lunge. So now, you'll drop your right foot down and slide it back along the right side of the chair so that your knee comes underneath your right hip. That may be a straight line. It may also be modified at an angle. So you may have first position with the knee just slightly bent and the foot sliding back. You may have second position with the knee coming straight down from the hip, foot all the way back, kind of forming a 90 degrees on the right side. Or, if you want, you can add on to this by straightening the right leg completely, making it into a more of a modified warrior, and lengthening that way. So position yourself. Find one of those three variations that works for you. And on your next inhale, lift your right arm straight up again. You're allowing your fingertips to really reach to the ceiling. And we'll position that arm into a cow arm, bringing the hand to the back of the neck, between the shoulder blades, or even more down your back, lifting the elbow up high. Remember, you keep that space between your chin and your chest. So you're lifting up through your chest, lifting the elbow as high as you can, and elongating the right body. If you were in first or second position knee bend for this lunge, you can switch now if you like, extending more, or if you're comfortable where you are, stay there. On your next inhale, lift your right arm straight up, might feel a little tingly, so wiggle your fingertips, bend your right elbow down, and use that right hand to slide the right leg up back to center if you need to. Otherwise, come all the way back. And now we'll do the same thing on today's second side, which is the left side. So now shift your body across your chair, left side body coming off the chair completely, allowing your right leg to be at body center. Well, at chair center, that is. Once again, a 90 degree angle with your knee and your foot. And now choosing the variation that works for you today on the left side. So again, first position, slightly bent knee, foot into the floor. The question often comes up, should I have tucked toes or can I flatten my foot? I usually go for tucked toes, but if you find that that just seems a little bit uncomfortable today, you can always just flatten your foot, that's no problem. Second position is the knee straight down from the hip, So you have that long line from your hip down to your knee with the foot coming back. That forms the 90 degrees on that side. Or you can slide the leg all the way back, straightening it completely. Now body is still at center, so try not to twist too much to one side or the other. You may also find you need to stabilize yourself by placing your opposite hand somewhere on the chair so you can straighten your spine. Now inhale your left arm straight up again. Use your fingertips to really reach. And moving into the cow position for your arm. Hands at the back of the head, the base of the neck, or down the back, between the shoulder blades or more. Elbow lifted high without scrunching up the shoulder. Long breath. Again, we're still working with like a 3-beat in and a 3-beat out breath. Whatever beat you choose is fine, just make it even. In and out through your nose. Good. And on your next inhale, you can take that breath in and you can adjust your leg posture if you like, just like you did on first sign. And on your next inhale, that's when you're lifting the arm back up. Again, wiggle the fingers if you feel a little tingly. And on your next exhale, bring the arm down. Use the hand to lift the leg if need be. Coming right back to your seated mountain. Again, that sits bones at the edge of your chair. Spine tall. And we'll work through cat and cow. Cat and cow on the chair is just like it is on the mat, only you're seated. So we'll do it that way. First, starting with a straight spine. On your exhale, draw your belly back to your spine, roll your shoulders forward, roll your back as you extend your hands beyond your knees, straight fingertips, straight arms. And on your next inhale, bend your elbows, bring them alongside your body, lift back up, chest is high. You can lift your gaze up too if you like. That's one cat-cow. So now you choose your breath pace as you roll back and forth between cow and cat. Cat is what rolls your back. Cow is what lifts you. Once again, focus on a steady breath. So your inhale and exhale can again be 3 beats. And just find this easy rocking motion, a way to loosen up the spine. And continue to give you an opportunity to release any other stagnant energy that may be at the base of the spine, through the shoulders, maybe even in the hips. Just let it go. Now one more cat roll, belly in, shoulders come forward, hands extend forward, tuck your chin even down to your chest if you like, and then inhale, bend your elbows, bring your chest all the way back up. Exhale, hands on your thighs. Still a straight spine, but close your eyes. Take a moment to observe how your breath is starting to calm again. Recognize the value of making this time for yourself and why it matters to you. As we continue to settle into final relaxation, our inspirational reading today was suggested by one of our fellow yogis, Lynn Harrison. It's from Khalil Gibran. It's called Fear. It is said that before entering the sea, a river trembles with fear. She looks back at the path she has traveled, from the peaks of the mountains, the long winding road crossing forests and villages. And in front of her, she sees an ocean so vast that to enter, there seems nothing more than to disappear forever. But there is no other way. The river cannot go back. Nobody can go back. To go back is impossible in existence. The river needs to take the risk of entering the ocean, because only then will fear disappear, because that's where the river will know. It's not about disappearing into the ocean, but of becoming the ocean. bring new life into your body with new breath. And now move your hands to heart center, rubbing them together. New life and new energy coming into your body. Interlace your fingers as you straighten your arms away from your chest. Inhale, lift up. And on your next exhale, release your hands down. Hands to heart. In yoga, we say namaste, which means the light that shines within you also shines within me, and I honor that light. Namaste.